Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Fortcast. This is the official podcast for Fort Healthcare. I am your host, Dr. Michael Anderson, currently serving as president and CEO of Fort Healthcare and also ear, nose, and throat physician. I'm very excited today to welcome our guest on the Fortcast, Alyssa Turcotte, one of our RNs who works in our diabetes education department. Alyssa, welcome to the Fortcast.
Thank you for having me.
And before we get started, Alyssa, I've been with the organization for roughly 20 years now. How long have you been with Fort Healthcare?
I just had my third year anniversary.
Third year anniversary. So by now you kind of know where the cafeteria is, where all the bathrooms are and all the offices you need to visit. You're getting used to the area.
Certainly.
Wonderful. So November is Diabetes Awareness Month. And Alyssa, I know you work in diabetes education, which is extremely important. Can you let our listeners know about how prevalent, how much of the population has diabetes or pre-diabetes?
Yes. So according to the CDC, 10% of the U.S. population has diabetes. And then more than 35, so about a third of the population, have pre-diabetes.
And as patients develop diabetes or pre-diabetes, what sort of symptoms should they be aware of?
Yeah, so diabetes is interesting in that someone could have diabetes and never have a symptom of it, whereas some people would develop diabetes and they would have symptoms of it. So common symptoms would include increased thirst, blurred vision, need to urinate more often, headaches, fatigue, lack of energy. Those are just a few.
Okay. So if somebody has those symptoms and they see their primary care physician or their primary care provider, and there's concern about diabetes, and they get their diagnostic workup, at what point, Alyssa, does a diabetic educator get involved in that patient's care? Can you walk us through that process?
Yes. So as soon as someone is diagnosed with diabetes, let's say that initial appointment with their provider, that's when that diagnosis happens. Their provider would be more than welcome to send the referral off to diabetes education, and then they would come meet with myself so we could discuss their diabetes more in depth.
Okay. So once you're in front of a patient that has newly diagnosed diabetes or even potentially pre-diabetes, what do you discuss at that visit?
So my first appointment with them, my goal is to always get them to fully understand what diabetes actually is. I feel like there's a lot of confusion about what this disease is. So I want them as the person with diabetes to really understand it. And then most people in their general population or a person with diabetes knows that diabetes involves some diet changes. So most people want to talk about what foods they should be eating, what foods they should be avoiding. Also get into exercise usually in that first appointment.
Okay, so as you're seeing the patient for the first time, how often would you say patients understand diabetes versus not understand diabetes? Are most patients at least aware of diabetes, or do most patients really rely on the education that you provide to learn more?
Most people understand a basic knowledge that it has something to do with blood sugar, but I'm finding more and more that diabetes in and of itself has to do with the body's not making enough insulin. Even with type 2 diabetes, that's really what's going on, is your body's not making enough insulin. So I want the person with diabetes to be able to understand that.
So obviously this is a process. You're educating our patients and our community on diabetes. So typically after that initial conversation, what sort of resources do patients have, or how often do you see that patient going forward?
A lot of it will depend on the situation. As far as coming back to see me, I at least want to see them one more time, usually about 3 months out, just to check in, see how the goals that we had set at that original appointment were going. Other resources available to them would be our dietitian here at the hospital. They can always follow up with their primary care provider. They usually want to see them every 3 to 6 months. And then kind of a secondary resource is we have a diabetes support group here at Fort Healthcare.
I'd love to talk a little bit more about the dietitian. So how often does the dietitian get involved with patient care with diabetes?
Sometimes when someone is newly diagnosed with diabetes, we'll both get a referral. So the person will come see me in diabetes education, and then they'll have a separate appointment with the dietitian. They know all the more details about the food side of things, so they can really get into those specifics. the dietitian would follow up with their own schedule a little bit more frequently than I would.
I think it's so important for our patients to know and our listeners to know that really when it comes to the treatment of diabetes, it is a true team effort. I mean, you have the physician, you have the diabetic educator, you have the dietitian. It is truly a group effort to care for these patients with diabetes. So how often are you getting referrals, Alyssa, for patients with diabetes? Is this pretty frequent?
It really ebbs and flows. I mean, it depends on how often are people getting diagnosed with diabetes. I would say that for the most part, that's when I am initially seeing them. So if in a month period we have more people diagnosed with diabetes, I would be busier. Other times, someone with diabetes should be referred to diabetes education. It is if a change in life has happened, so perhaps they went off to college or something like that, they should come see me so that we can discuss those things. If their treatment plan isn't working as well, they just need a refresher about the diet and exercise side of things, the lifestyle changes, they certainly should come back and see me at that time. So it really depends who's getting diagnosed with diabetes, who needs additional help at that time.
And can patients see you without a referral, or does it take a referral from their primary care physician or their primary care provider?
It does take a referral, but we often have people just calling our office looking for an appointment. So we'll put in the work of getting that order, that referral from the provider, and then setting up the appointment with the person with diabetes.
I see. So if somebody wants to see a diabetic educator, they can contact you or our department, and then you will work on the back end on getting that referral placed by their primary physician.
Yes, exactly.
I can't stress enough how important it is for people newly diagnosed with diabetes to take advantage of these resources, to learn from our diabetic educators, to spend time with the dietitian. The long-term effects of diabetes can be quite catastrophic and devastating to patients and their families. And it's our duty to help those patients as much as we possibly can. And diabetic education is a huge component of that. So Alyssa, I want to thank you so much for being on the Fortcast with me today. Thank you.
I was happy to be here.
And thank you for taking care of our patients and our community. That means a lot as well.
I love my role. I love helping people with diabetes.
Well, thank you. If you have found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels. I want to thank the listeners for listening today. I want to remind everyone that we have a full podcast library available on our website. And thank you. And I look forward to the next Fortcast. Have a good day. Bye-bye.